the policy of freedom of religious belief. The Constitution of China specifies, citizens of the PRC enjoy the freedom of religious belief. No state organ, public organization, or individual may compel citizens to believe in or not to believe in any religion. Nor may anyone discriminate against citizens who believe in or do not believe in any religion. The criminal law of China, the general principles of the civil law, the national minority regional autonomy law, the education law, the labor law, the electoral law of the People's Congresses, and the organic law governing villages committees include corresponding articles stipulating that citizens' freedom of religious belief should be protected, and that citizens who believe in or do not believe in any religion should not be discriminated against. The policy of freedom of religious belief adopted by the Chinese government has the following basic contents. Respecting and protecting freedom of religious belief. In China, every citizen enjoys the freedom to believe in or not to believe in any religion. Within a religion, every Chinese citizen has the freedom to believe in any denomination or division. Each citizen has the freedom to adopt or reject a religious belief. This means that believing in or not believing in religion is a citizen's personal affair, and no state organ, public organization, or individual may put pressure on any citizen in this regard. All citizens are completely equal, are entitled to equal rights, and at the same time must perform the duties prescribed by law, whether or not they are religious believers. Protecting normal religious activities. All normal religious activities held at special sites for religious activities or in believers' homes according to religious custom shall be managed by religious organizations and believers and shall be protected by the law. No one shall interfere with them. The regulations on the management of sites for religious activities promulgated by the Chinese government specify: the site for religious activities shall be managed by the administration organization of the site autonomously. Its lawful rights and interests and normal religious activities held at the site shall be protected by the law. Whoever infringes upon the lawful rights and interests of a site for religious activities shall bear legal responsibility. All religions are equal. In China, no religion occupies a privileged position. The Chinese government treats all religions equally, without discrimination. All religions shall respect each other and coexist in harmony. In China, religion is separated from political power and from education too. State power shall not use religion in its own service, and religion shall not interfere with the state's administration, judicature, and education. All religions adopt the principle of independence and self-management. Chinese religions shall be run solely by the religious organizations, clergy, and believers themselves. Chinese religious affairs and organizations shall not be controlled by foreign forces. Chinese religious organizations are willing to conduct friendly exchanges with their counterparts in other countries to strengthen mutual understanding and friendship. But such exchanges must be based on complete equality and mutual respect. The Chinese government has spared no effort to promote economic, cultural, and educational progress in the areas inhabited by minority people, and to improve the material, cultural, and living standards of the broad masses of the minority people while attaching great importance to respecting their religious beliefs and customs, and protecting their cultural legacy. Most Tibetans believe in Tibetan Buddhism. Now Tibet has more than 1,700 places for Buddhist activities, with more than 46,000 lamas resident in monasteries. Almost every Buddhist dwelling has a small scripture hall or prayer niche. Every year, the number of Buddhists going to Lhasa to worship totals more than 1 million. Since the 1980s, the central government has allocated more than 200 million RMB to Tibet for the renovation of the Patela Palace, the Tashi Humpo Monastery, the Jokhang Temple, the Sem Ya Monastery and other places of worship. In addition, special funds were allocated for the publication of the Tibetan editions of the Tripitaka, the Buddhist canon, and other classics. And the China Advanced Institute of Tibetan Buddhism was founded in Beijing and the Institute of Tibetan Buddhism in Lhasa. In 1995, in accordance with the religious rituals and historic conventions of Tibetan Buddhism, including lot drawing from a golden urn, the reincarnation of the 10th Pachen Erdini was discovered. Thus, China completed the identification, confirmation, and enthronement of the 11th Pachen Erdini. In Xinjiang and Ningxia, the government provides various services to Muslims for pilgrimages. Since the 1980s, more than 40,000 Chinese Muslims have gone to Mecca. Now Xinjiang has more than 23,000 mosques and 29,000 clergy to meet the religious needs of Muslims. The Islamic Association of Xinjiang has founded the Institute of Islamic Theology and published the Quran in the Uyghur language. The Chinese government respects the dyadic customs and burial rites of the minority peoples who believe in Islam, and has worked out laws and regulations on producing Muslim food and opened Muslim cemeteries.